Federal Parliament's Treaties Committee has recommended that Australia should hold off selling uranium to India until safeguards are in place. The Prime Minister Tony Abbott signed a deal with India's leader Narendra Modi a year ago, even though India has not signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
The agreement is for Australia and India to cooperate on the peaceful use of nuclear energy. It means Australia could sell uranium to India, and the Treaties Committee Chairman, Liberal Wyatt Roy, says that could mean a doubling in the size of the Australian uranium industry. He says it could also mean a more reliable electricity supply for Indians. But Mr. Roy says it comes with risks.
The committee notes some concerns about flaws in India's nuclear regulatory arrangements identified by the Indian Auditor General and the International Atomic Energy Agency. Recognising this, the committee recommends that no Australian nuclear fuel be sold to India until they are addressed.
Mr. Roy says experts disagree about whether the agreement would breach the South Pacific Nuclear Weapons Free Zone Treaty, known as the Treaty of Rarotonga.
Experienced legal practitioners who have participated in the inquiry appear to have differing interpretations of a couple of aspects of the agreement, leaving the committee unable to determine which interpretation was correct. The committee has recommended in each case that the Australian government outline the legal advice that it has received.
The committee's called for five safeguards before uranium could be sold to India, as the committee's deputy chairman, Labor's Kelvin Thompson, spelled out in Parliament.
We've recommended that uranium sales to India only commence when, one, India has achieved the full separation of civil and military nuclear facilities as verified by the International Atomic Energy Agency. Two, India has established an independent nuclear regulatory authority under law. Three, the Indian nuclear regulator's existing policies and arrangements have been reviewed to ensure its independence. Four, the frequency, quality and comprehensiveness of on-site inspections at nuclear facilities have been verified by the International Atomic Energy Agency as being of best practice standard. And five, the lack of sufficient planning for the decommissioning of nuclear facilities has been rectified.
It is a bipartisan report dominated by coalition MPs, as Greens Senator Scott Ludlam noted.
The Greens' additional comments, not a dissent, but additional comments, acknowledge the warnings that the majority government-chaired report have put into the public domain today. This is absolutely not a green light for Australian yellow cake to be sold to India. India is not a signatory to global non-proliferation and disarmament law. It is arguably unlawful against the articles of the Treaty of Rarotonga for Australia to engage in this trade to a non-signatory. And we heard, or the Treaties Committee heard, I should say, hair-raising evidence to the fact that the Indian regulatory environment is simply not sufficient and not up to the task of keeping track of Australian obligated uranium.
The Australian Conservation Foundation's Dave Sweeney emphasises the warnings in the committee's report.
This report is saying that uranium sales to India are fully on the back burner. That is clearly what this report is saying. If the government takes it seriously and if the government steps up to its responsibilities to govern in the national interest, not in the sectional interest of the underperforming uranium sector, then what this committee has said, the checks and balances that need to be put in place, the deficiencies that need to be addressed, the security and safety issues that need to be answered, they are profound. It is putting this issue front and centre, saying it is unsafe, unproven, and there can be no justification for the government going ahead at this time.
In a statement, the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says the committee's conducted a rigorous review of the nuclear agreement with India, which reflects the importance that the government and parliament place on effective safeguards. She says the ratification of the agreement's a priority for the government and it will examine the committee's findings and respond in due course. So while Ms. Bishop highlights the government's determination to ratify this agreement, she hasn't responded to the committee's call for no uranium to actually be sold until the long list of safeguards is in place.
Louise Yaxley.